Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Title of this episode is Six Gun Law. Let's get into it, and thanks for listening.
Hola, amigos. This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Six Gun Law. Just as a rifle in the early days of our West was known as a Winchester, a revolver was termed a Colt. Samuel Colt developed the famous single-action army revolver, Frontier Model, or Peacemaker. This was the cowboy's gun and his law. He spoke of carrying Judge Colt and six provisions of his statutes. In the hands of hombres like Zach Killian and Cantor Ebstock, became an instrument of sudden and violent death.
We got to get rid of these horses and get ourselves some new ones if we're going to make an escape from that posse, Gant.
That's just what we're going to do, Zach. We'll get them new horses up ahead at that ranch.
And I got the answer to any argument we may get from them ranch folk when we go to swap horses. A bullet from this six gun.
Go easy, Zach. There don't seem to be nobody around but that kid over yonder. If we make a friend of him, he can help us.
Oh. How do you aim to do that?
I don't know yet.
Howdy, partner! Howdy!
Howdy! Hola! Hola! You two hombres sure have been pushing them horses hard. They look about ready to drop dead.
You're as right as rain. And they're mighty fine animals. Purebred quarter horses. I tell you what, we'll swap them for a couple of them ponies you got in the corral there.
Yep. That long-legged roan in the buckskin will do fine.
Wait a minute. You ain't swapping two windbroken nags for two of our best horses. In the first place, I don't want to make any swap, and in the second place, I got to ask Ma in the first place.
Oh? Just you and your Ma live out here in this place?
That's right. The two of us can handle it fine since I've grown up.
Listen, Punk, you're big enough to be a man, but you're still a kid. We're going to take them horses. You get in our way, and I'll shoot a hole in you big enough to drive a wagon through.
You do what?
Steady now. Let's all calm down. Kid, that was a mighty fast draw you just made. That gun and gun belt you're wearing ain't for decoration, that's for sure.
I don't aim to kill you unless you make me. I'm going to hold you two armored here till that posse that's chasing you catches up.
Well, Gant, what now? We're going to stand here and let him?
Well, nothing else we can do, Zach. He's plenty smart, all right, and when it's too late, he'll realize he's playing into the hands of them murdering vigilantes.
What do you mean, mister?
Well, we come from the town of Tombstone. We're trying to get away from a bunch of vigilantes who are out to hang us.
Why?
Because we tried to protect an hombre who was accused of stealing a horse.
That's right, kid. We told them vigilantes that hombre was entitled to a fair trial.
You're right, mister. Stretching hemp ain't no way to bring law and order to this part of the country.
You mean you'll help us?
Tim Borden's my name, mister. You can both put your hands down.
Well, thanks for putting your gun away, Tim.
And since you
did. And since you did, Tim, Zach and me are going to do you a favor. Ain't we, Zach?
Yeah, Gant. We're going to do you a favor, Tim.
Yeah. I'm Gant Redstock, and he's Zach Killian. We're both considered pretty fast with a gun. When we come back, we'll show you some new ways of making a fast draw and getting a drop on an hombre.
Shucks, Gant. You and Zach don't have to do that. I don't mind telling you now, I ain't got no bullets for this gun. Never did have. Ma won't let me keep any.
What? Tell me, how'd you get so fast on the draw?
By practicing in front of the mirror when Ma ain't around.
No.
Yeah, she's gone to town now, or she'd be out here raising a ruckus about me throwing down on you two. Come on, let's get them saddles off your horses and onto them two in the corral.
We're going to leave you some ammunition for that gun of yours, Tim. Here.
Gee, thanks, Gant.
Oh, can you hide these horses Zach and me have been riding?
Sure, them vigilantes will never know you've been here.
If they catch on you helpless, they're liable to take it out on you.
That's right, Tim. Don't take no chances on our account. Especially with the two leaders of them vigilantes. They'd as soon gun you down as look at you.
The leaders? Who are they?
The most dangerous is the big hombre dressed in black. He's known as the Cisco Kid. The fat one, his partner, is Pancho.
I won't take no chances now that I got this ammunition you gave me. If Pancho or the Cisco Kid start prodding me, I'll kill him.
Hmm. We still on the trail of those killers, Gent Rebstock and Zach killing Cisco?
Si, Pancho. And it's an easy trail to follow.
Oh, it easy for Cisco.
Look here where the trail leads onto the road.
Oh, wagon tracks, huh, Cisco?
No. And the width of those wheels, I would say it is a buckboard. And from the hoof prints and the length of the stride of the horse pulling it, I would say he was trotting.
Oh, no, Cisco. This one time you're wrong. That horse not trotting, he stopped. There, that buckboard up ahead.
You read tracks better than I do, Pancho. Maybe we can help the senor in that buckboard. Looks as if the wheel is coming off.
See, Cisco, with the load of groceries she got in the back of that buckboard, she not can fix it or stand.
Hola, senora.
Hold on, senora.
Howdy, boy. I don't reckon you could have rode up for the better time. We will get that wheel
straightened out and back onto the axle pronto. See, we fix that wheel for you,
senor.
And
you can't lift the wagon with me in it.
Well, with these three limbs here to the side of the road under the axle of your buckboard, I think I can lift it high enough so mi amigo can straighten out the wheel.
Oh, see, we able to do that easy, senora.
Now tell me what I can do. I want to help you.
Nothing at all. Did I get this branch braced under the axle?
Ready to leap now.
Andre, the wheel.
There now. That wheel on straight. Let down the buckboard.
Bueno. The axle is pretty dry, senora. Mm. That is why the wheel almost came off.
Oh, it better to put on some axle grease before that wheel bolt tightens.
I know you're right. I told my son Tim to do it before I left for town. Oh, that's my ranch over yonder. Oh, there's Tim riding this way now. Well, I'm mighty grateful to you two for helping me, and Jim and I'd be honored to have you stay for dinner.
Oh, gracias, senora. We'd be honored to do that, and it's a pleasure, too.
Not so fast, Pancho. Huh? Have you forgotten why we are following this trail?
Oh, what's the matter, Ma? What happened to the buckboard?
Tim Borden, are you wearing that silly gun and gun belt again? Every time I go to town, Tim puts them on, even though I won't permit any bullets for it around the house.
Well, it's not so silly, and I have some bullets for this gun, Ma.
Where'd you get them, Tim?
I'll tell you later, Ma. I'll tell you all about it.
Dear Tim, I would like to ask you something. I noticed the tracks of two horses we are following lead toward your rancho. You must have seen the two hombres riding those horses.
What do you mean, I must have seen them? What's it to you?
Oh, that's not the way to talk to Cisco, young senor.
Cisco? And, well, you're Pancho, then.
Si, with Cisco and Pancho.
The Cisco kid and Pancho,
look out,
huh?
Cisco!
Oh, my hand.
Shooting the gun from your hand did not hurt you, young hombre.
Tim, how could you do such a thing? As soon as I pick up Tim's gun,
Cisco, the senor has got that young hombre gone.
And my boy's not hurt, and lucky for both of you, he's not. Now, you get on your horses and get out of here. This family's already had trouble with the Cisco kid. Before we have that same kind of trouble again, I'll shoot it out with you right here and now.
What do you mean?
Quiet. Well, Cisco, make your play.
Well, I do not know what you are talking about, senora, but neither Pancho nor I will shoot it out with you.
Oh, no, senora. Cisco and Pancho, we not fight with you.
A bullet's too good for them. Where's the rest of your murdering vigilantes?
We not ride with no vigilantes. We ride in a posse after two bandidos, and the posse, they're not allowed to cross the county line.
Never mind, Pancho. Come on.
Just a minute. I want you to know, if you ever come back this way to bother us, I won't warn you first. I'll shoot. And I'll shoot to kill.
Same name, the fast draw. Why, he even looks like him. That kid must be Jess Borden's son, Gant. We're doing the right thing by returning to that ranch.
Yeah, it all fits, Zach. Jess used to insist we steer clear of Bisbee whenever we went out on bank jobs or cattle rustling together.
Yeah, he wasn't taking no chances on us finding out where he hid his money. It's got to be on that ranch.
And if it's still there, that kid of his will help.
I wouldn't count on it, Gant.
Huh? Why not, Zach?
Well, from what Jess said, his wife never would touch any of that money. I'll give you odds he never told his wife or his kid where he hid it.
Yeah, the way I figure it, Jess's wife never told the kid about his paw either.
Hmm. You reckon he come by the gunslinging natural, eh?
Mm-hmm, I do. And seeing as how I planted it, though everybody thinks the Cisco kid gunned down Jess, it'll be just as natural for Tim Borden to throw in with us. when we tell him what we want him to know about his paw.
We don't want him to know you're the hombre who really killed Jess, do we, Gant?
I don't like your joke, Zach. I told you the last time you mentioned about me killing Jess Borden to make sure it was the last time.
No way. Save your temper for them two hombres riding up that draw.
Whoa! Whoa now! Whoa there!
Huh?
Cisco Kid and Pancho.
Whoa! Whoa!
Get off your horse. Get up behind those rocks, Zach.
Ain't seen us yet. Bring your rifle along. Our six guns won't carry from this range.
Yeah. You bring your Winchester, too.
Yeah. I got it. We'll never get another chance to drag old Cisco and Pancho this way.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Right here is a good spot to line up your sight.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him.
Coming close, Cisco. That got to be those two coyotes, Gant and Zach.
Is them all right, Pancho? Bring your horse around and head down the draw to the rancho. Up there.
Go, go, go. Oh, you're right about those horse tracks, Cisco. That young hombre, he changed horses for with those two mavericks.
I should have known it before. I should have realized that young hombre was Jeff Borton's son as soon as I heard his name.
Ay, that bullet go through Pancho's sombrero, Cisco.
That bullet did not come from those two killers, Pancho. Look. The ranchos.
Oh, well, that Senora Borden shooting at us just like she says she do.
Senora! Senora! Stop that gunfire! They're running from a draco!
Cisco! That bullet hit you! Cisco! 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 Cisco, tell Pancho what happened to you.
I'm not hit, Pancho. I'm going to fall from Diablo, so they will stop firing.
Oh, punch a wall from Loco, too, Cisco. That bring everybody out into the open. Punch a hope Pancho not get hurt. That's what he falls.
Here goes.
Oh, Pancho glad Pancho so fat. Did not hurt Pancho to fall on the ground.
Quieto, Chico. Quieto.
They stop shooting at us.
Hey, I like your Pancho. They will know we are still alive.
Quieto.
I didn't mean to kill him. I only meant to chase them away.
Whoa, where were you now, Mom?
Oh, no, they weren't. Those gunshots come from behind those rocks up on the hill. Who's up there?
See for yourself. Here they come now, Mom.
What? Well, of course they're riding. That roan and the buckskin belong to us. They're a couple of horses.
No, they ain't, Mom. I let them swap their horses for ours.
But why, Tim? Why? Yeah, Oh, never mind. Tell me later. I want to tend to Cisco and Pancho. Yes. Get me that canteen of water from Cisco's house.
Hey,
good work, Mrs. Borden.
I reckon that bullet of yours stopped one of the most dangerous gunmen in the West.
I hope you're wrong, whoever you are. These two men aren't badly wounded. They're wanted. Just let the law deal with them.
Well, if either of them flick an eyelash, I got all the law they'll ever get. Right here in this six gun. Judge Colt's law.
Zach, get him, Cisco, move. Either of you crossies make another move, you will learn something more about Judge Colt's law.
I ain't moving. My hands are all away from my gun belt.
Me too, Cisco. You got the drop on us. You can't gun us down in cold blood.
You know, Cisco, I never kill nobody in cold blood, you murdering coyotes. You the ones what do that.
Cisco and Pancho, why the danger is all. They've been telling Pop.
Oh, that's right, Senora. We debate what trapped those two skunks.
You two smart hombres trapped yourselves at the same time. If you try to shoot the gun out of my hand this time, Cisco, I'll fill you so full of holes they'll be able to button you like a vest.
But young Senor...
Drop those guns, both of you.
Well, since you have a gun in my back, there's nothing else to do. But you are making a big mistake, young Senor.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, Cisco, you came nosing around here to kill this kid just like you done to his father.
Shut up. You're lying. Don't you listen to him, Tim.
So it was Cisco who killed Pa. You knew I'd go after him. That's why you never told me, ain't it, Ma?
No, Tim. No, you gotta listen to me, please.
When you stand close to an hombre with a gun in his back, Tim, watch he does not knock it out of your hand with his elbow.
Oh, Cisco, look out, Zach and Dan. Pick up their guns.
That's right, Pancho. Now hold it, everybody. Freeze.
The boot's on the other foot now, eh, Cisco?
Maverick, you've gone with Cisco. Now,
Pancho... Let's see for you, you
double lot. Hot, cold. And now to finish him off.
Wait, Gant.
Wait, what for?
It was my pa Cisco killed, wasn't it? It's my job to finish off Cisco.
Tim, you don't realize what you're saying.
It's fitting justice, Tim, according to Judge Colt's law.
Tim, you killed a man who can't defend himself?
Why not, Ma? My father was asleep when Cisco shot him. He wasn't able to defend himself either.
Well, that's right, Tim. From the way I heard it, Jess Borden was rolled up in his blanket to sleep. He never had a chance.
That's the way the story goes, Tim. Your pa's gun was still in his holster. He didn't get any more of a chance than you're giving Cisco. Now, go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Never in his life did Jess Borden sleep with his gun in his holster. He slept blind as a cat with a grip of his fixed gun in the palm of his hand. He was always expecting trouble.
What you aiming at, Ma? What do you mean?
I've known all along the Cisco kid never killed your pa. Now I know what side of the law Cisco's on. The same side I'm on. The same side I want you to be on.
Very interesting, Mrs. Borden.
Your pa was on their side. He robbed banks, rustled cattle, and he killed people.
Ma?
Yes, yeah. He was a killer. Now you know why I didn't want that gun around. Why I objected to the fast draw you've been practicing. I'd sooner see you dead than turn out like your pa.
You might get that wish, eh, Gant?
In the barrel of my gun!
Oh, my hand!
Fast work, Zach. Blink an eye, boy, and you're dead. I knocked the gun out of your hand because you're going to be useful to us.
Yeah, we're going to tie up Cisco Pancho and your mother, Tim. You're going to lead us to the money your father hid on this ranch. The money he got from them bank jobs and the cattle rustling.
That's what you're going to do, Tim. If you want to keep your ma alive.
Now, move your hands down toward my feet, and I'll be able to work on those ropes with the rod of my spur.
It's our only chance to get loose, Cisco.
Oh, Chihuahua, the ropes around Pancho's hands, they tie awful tight, Senora Laura.
The ropes around the hands of the Senora and me are tied just as tightly, Pancho. You'll help by holding the rod still with your fingers. That will cause enough friction against the ropes to wear them through.
You think the young Senor Timmy lead those bandidos to the money just board and hide, Senora?
Well, truthfully, I don't know, Pancho. Tim and I have known about the money for a long time. We never touched it because it's, well, ain't ours to spend.
What did you tell young Senor Tim?
That when he was old enough, I'd tell him all about that money and where it come from, and that it would be up to him to decide what to do with it.
What do you hope would be his decision, Senora?
The way I've been raising Tim, I hoped he'd turn it over to the law, but, well, now I just don't know.
That do it, Cisco. Pancho's hands free. Now Pancho untie his leg.
Andale, Chico. What do you mean you do not know, Senora?
I told you everything that happened while you were knocked out. What I didn't tell Tim was that those two killers must have been Jeff Borden's partner.
There. Pancho's feet untied. Now Pancho untie the Senora's rope and then yours, Cisco.
Well, go ahead, Pancho. Do you know they were his partners, Senora Borden?
Well, like I told him, Jeff always slept light as a cat and no one could have crept up on him. The hombre who shot Jeff was someone Jeff knew and trusted.
Either Gant Rebstock or Zach Killian.
That's right. But what we do against them without any guns?
Gracias, Pancho. Now, the rope, throw off my hands and legs. We'll see what we can do without guns.
There's not much we can do, Cisco.
Senora, huh? What building is this we are in?
Oh, this is our tool shed, Cisco. They locked us in here after they tied us up.
Oh, we not can fight those Mavericks with farming tools.
The box marked with a triple X. What is in it, Senora?
Oh, where? Oh, this one. Oh, heavens, I'd have forgotten all about it. That's dynamite.
Dynamite? Oh, Santos, that's no farming tool.
Right you are, Pancho. I'll make a fuse for those dynamite sticks, Senora Borden. And I think we can capture those killers without anyone getting hurt.
You've got to be sure no one gets hurt, Cisco. Oh, if anything happened to Tim, I'd die too.
What about it, Tim? Take us to that money pronto. Or do you want a bullet in the belly?
Let go my shirt, Zach. If I knew, I'd tell you. I agreed to throw in with you, hombres, didn't I?
You'd think we'd let a young punk like you ride with us?
Oh!
Now talk straight or I'll pull a bullet through you and your mother like Gant on the chest.
Zach! You killed my father, not Cisco.
You heard what Zach said, Tim. The money or you and your ma will fill a grave.
All right, Pancho. Out of the way!
Dynamite! That was a stick of dynamite Cisco threw over our heads.
Well, let's get out of here. He won't kill us while we hang on to the kid.
Cisco, they're running towards their horses. They got no senor team.
If we're stopped
to that. Ah, he's blocked that off, Zach. Come on, right toward that tool shed. He ain't gonna throw dynamite at the kid.
Let me
go. You're twisting my arm.
Well, I'll break it off. Now keep moving. We'll blast him out of that tool shed with bullets.
Cisco, just look at the donut pin. He'll be killed. Oh, wait, I'll tell you where the money is.
All right, that's all we want to know. We'll let the boy go when you do.
Do not trust him, senor. They will double-cross you.
Cisco, what's the goal?
Dad. Huh? Dad, look. The fuse on that stick of dynamite in Cisco's hand is burning.
Stay where you are, Cisco, or I'll gun you down.
Do that, Doc. Dynamite
will
blow a dark kingdom come.
Ah, no, you're bluffing, Cisco. You ain't got the nerve to stand there and let that dynamite explode in your hand.
If you believe that, go ahead and shoot.
Well, that fuse is getting awful short. Hey, he's loco. We'll all be killed.
You know me well enough to know I will carry out what I say. Throw down your gun. Pronto.
All right, Cisco. There's mine.
All right. There's my gun. Get rid of that dynamite.
You dropped the gun just in time. I knew you did not have the nerve to outwait me, Coyote.
Yeah, well, we can still take care of you with our fists. Come on, Zach.
Glad to meet you halfway. I'm fighting alongside you, Cisco.
Wait a minute, Tim. As for you, Reb Stock, as much fighting as you would do will not stop you from being knocked out.
Oh, the same goes for you, Killian. Though I'm a kid in years, I'm man enough to do it.
You certainly are, young senior Tim. You knocked that maverick out cold.
Tim, you're all right. I saw what you did, and you didn't tell him about the money.
No, Ma. I kept hedging. You said when I was old enough, I'd know what to do about that money. I'm old enough, Ma.
See, you are, senior Tim. Well, what do you do about that money?
I reckon we ought to turn it over to Cisco and Pancho, Ma. Let the law give it back to whoever it belongs to.
Oh, that's the right way, senor Tim. And the reward you will get for the capture of these renegades prove they're a good six-gun law.
Pancho.
Well, those two Mavericks, they get the rest of their life in a jail.
They deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Young Senior Tim deserves the reward for their capture.
Oh, you the one who really captured him, Cisco. You deserve the reward.
Oh, that much money would only lead us to trouble, Pancho.
See that, right? Trouble is the oldest thing in the world, Cisco.
What makes you say that, Pancho?
Oh, Senora Borden tell Pancho all about the first hombre in the world and all his troubles.
She told you about Adam?
See, that is name. The first hombre in all the world, Adam.
What did she tell you about Adam and his troubles?
Oh, his troubles make for the shortest poem in the world, his poem.
The shortest poem in the world? What does the shortest poem in the world have to do with Adam's troubles?
Adam had them.
Oh, Pancho!
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.